Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story?
The following is a conversation that Adam and I had relating to breaking weird news.
Okay. All right. So, Barry, we've got some, I guess we got a couple for a short bonus episode or whatever we're going to use here this for. There's been a couple of recent breaking news in the, in kind of in the areas that we follow, yeah. You know, that we're focused on.
Yeah.
And so we decided we're going to have a brief discussion on these and what we think. So first, you know, why don't you start off, Barry, with your story.
I want to premise all this by saying that if we didn't touch on these subjects, I think we're sort of doing ourselves a disservice because our podcast is based around these things. So
yeah.
And it's pretty big, you know, revelations. I don't think that word really covers it. Yesterday it was released. Was it yesterday or Monday? Anyway, the last day or two, it came out that Tom DeLonge had video footage of declassified Navy. It's Navy video footage taken from some F/A-18s, which I'm assuming are jet fighters or jet planes. And there's three videos, and I've watched them. Have you had a chance to watch them?
I've watched, I guess I did. I watched some of them for sure.
Okay. It's pretty compelling footage, but it's not just the footage itself. It's the fact that the Navy has come out and said that, in fact, the footage is real and that they do not have an explanation for what these are. These are unexplained aerial phenomena, as quoted by the Navy.
Yeah.
Which is pretty huge because for your entire life, since these things were being, you know, the footage was being captured and people were talking about them, the government has always denied that these things are real and that they have anything that would point in the direction that this stuff might be plausible. And now that they're saying that they're not saying that they are tiny green men. I don't know. They're not saying that. So we need to make a distinction there. I'm sure that the forums are just going nuts right now with conspiracies about that stuff. But when you watch the footage, it's compelling stuff, man. These things, first of all, and I don't remember which one, they're kind of labeled 1, 2, and 3. I think it's the second one. It's either the first one or the second one where it shows pretty close up of the object that's flying, and it's unmistakably your typical UFO type craft. It looks exactly like a UFO. In your mind's eye, what a UFO would look like. But the way this thing is moving is absolutely impressive, and the guys in the video are actually commenting on it. These are the pilots that are talking to each other, and they're like, "What the hell is that thing, man?" You know, they thought they were drones, is what they thought. And there was in one of the videos, they make reference to there's a bunch of them. One guy says, "Well, it's a drone," and then somebody else says, "Oh, look, there's a whole bunch of them." But the radar. So what you're looking at in the video looks as if you're looking through The prompter of a jet fighter, it's got all the longitude, latitude, all the, you know, the ways that you can turn the aircraft. And so the radar itself has locked into the object and is just following it. And there's one piece of footage where that thing is cruising across the water. Have you seen that one, that bit of it?
Yeah, it looks, that one I've seen. Yeah.
Oh my God, man. That thing is, I don't know how fast it's going, but it is really, 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 really fast. you can tell that from the footage. I want to also say this. I knew Tom a little bit.
I
toured with Blink 182 for a little while, so I you know, we weren't, I didn't know him real well, but we were friendly. He was into this stuff back then, way into it. I mean, they would stop. They would take time. They would take days off if they had the chance to go, and he would go look for this stuff out in Arizona and Nevada. So something he's always been into. And we were talking earlier, you know, sometimes when he's in the public eye talking about these things, he doesn't come across real well, you know?
Yeah.
In interviews. For sure.
He comes across a little, he comes off a little like, a little arrogant, a little, I know something that you don't, but I can't tell you.
Right.
But, you know.
But I'm going to say enough
to make you
a carrot. Yeah.
Yeah. To make you thirst for more.
Right. Right.
But,
And it's tough. It's tough because it's like, I think he's, I think in a lot of ways he's spent so much of his time and money and effort into getting this information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I watched the interview with Joe Rogan and I was disappointed, man, because I really wanted him to come with some heat.
Yeah.
But every time Joe would press him, he would back off, you know, and it was like, you could tell that Joe Rogan was getting kind of frustrated with it.
Yeah, for sure.
I do want to say that I do believe Tom. I believe at least in his effort. I believe that he is sincere in his effort.
Yeah.
And then when you see this footage, you're like, damn, man, maybe he's like, maybe he's really sitting on a bunch of this stuff. Because he said that he was going to come out with something that the government was going to go ahead and come clean on. And I'm assuming that this is what it was. The timing of it, not quite sure about. I don't know much about that, why it would be now that he decides to let it go. I did see an article saying that it said that the Navy, they do confirm the footage, but they are, I guess, I don't remember the language, but it was like they weren't happy that the footage was out there. So I don't know. It's hard to know. That could have been just some news line, you know, or some headline that somebody wanted you to read. But regardless, I think it's just really, it confirms what a lot of people have been thinking about this kind of stuff, that it does exist, that we're not just, you know, fabricating stories, although I think a lot of the stories are fabricated. There's a lot of, I'm sorry, but, you know, if I offend anyone, but there are a lot of people out there with mental illness that do sort of latch onto these things, these abduction stories, and, you know, but at the same time, maybe there's truth, you know?
You know, well, there are people who have, you know, mental issues, mental problems, who, you know, think they can speak to aliens. But there are also people who think that, you know, with the same problems, who think they speak to angels, or, you know, that they're, you know, Napoleon or whatever. So, but I think that's a small minority of people who have had kind of, you know, any kind of experiences like this. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like you said, that this is a, it's a big reveal. It's not them saying, like, again, you know, it's not them saying these are aliens. These are you know, beings from another planet or whatever. They are basically saying these are, by definition, UFOs, but they're using the more current terminology. Mm-hmm. Somehow it would get out of my mouth. But it's the UAP, which is the unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Right, right.
By them acknowledging that they don't know what this is, what these things are, and that they this stuff is real and they don't know what they are, that's them saying that, you know, it's not a weather balloon.
Right.
It's not swamp gas.
Which is
it's what not we've been ball told. Lightning.
Yeah.
It's not all these excuses that right. they have passed off in the past.
Right.
As what these, you know, UFOs and UAPs are.
Right.
So that's a pretty big thing that, you know, if you got a military force who have been starting to be one of the groups inside the government and the military, the Navy, this particularly this year. And probably last year, I think, too, but particularly this year, where they have been kind of going a little bit closer to some kind of disclosure, you know, mm-hmm. like so. And then this is another event that is a pretty major one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of Tom DeLonge detractors out there who think that he is. There are people who think he's just nuts.
Right.
There are people who think that he is a agent of disinformation, yeah. whether he knows it yeah. or not.
Right.
There will be people that will say this is just a distraction to something else mm-hmm. that we're not getting, or there will be people saying that this is it's a hoax, or the Navy is going along and saying, you know, everybody's going to say something or one thing or another. But you know, it's a pretty big, pretty major, you know, breaking story as far as in the community of, you know, disclosure and acknowledgement.
Well, and that's the thing is because they've acknowledged this much, it just opens mm-hmm. the door to, okay, well, yeah. now that we know that we've got some proof here that
yeah.
this stuff is out here, the next logical leap is, you know, the alien life. And
yeah,
I don't think we'll ever, we've talked about that before. I don't think we're ever going to get an answer on that. I don't think we're going to get an answer on that for a very long time if we do, just because there's too much at stake.
Yeah. Or until they're like, you know, over every major city in the world saying, hi, neighbors.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah. And which could happen. I mean, my yeah. Lord, I mean, if they're able to do this again, if you watch the video, the way that this craft, and I'm no expert by any means whatsoever, but the way that these things are moving,
mm-hmm.
it's compelling. They don't move like a jet airplane. The objects themselves, you can tell, are round. One of the videos, it looks more oblong shape, but it's because mm-hmm. the way that it's being shot from the underbelly of the planes, or from the plane where you're looking up at the object, and so you're staring at the belly of the object, and so it looks a little bit more oblong shape, but yeah. you can still tell it's round. Mm-hmm. But it's just, man, it this could be the biggest. I was listening to somebody, I can't remember if I read it or I saw an interview, but this could be one of the biggest breakthroughs in human history. Mm-hmm. If we could get more information, which God knows if we're ever going to get any more information out of the government, more than just, yes, this stuff mm-hmm. does exist, that would be, of course, the perfect world scenario. But they have been leading up to this, I really think, because, you know, they've had a few meetings think of astronauts and people that are higher up in the government talking about this kind of stuff and acknowledging mm-hmm. that this stuff existed. They were just not going on record
right
and saying it.
Which
is a big deal now that they've gone on record as, you know, a government entity saying that it exists. The floodgates are going to open now. They're going to have to field a lot of questions from people or not. I mean, they'll choose not to answer these questions, but it raises mm-hmm. more questions than answers. Maybe I think that's what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very exciting. Cause it's all, I mean, really it's like, okay, we've had video footage of the unidentified flying objects, UAPs, UFOs, UAPs. We've had that footage before, but it's nothing that's been confirmed by a military power, at least, right. Country.
Yeah. It was filmed by the military. It was mm-hmm. not doctored. I mean,
yeah.
To our knowledge, it was, I mean, why would they do that? Why would the government go through the pains of doing that?
Yeah.
So it's a pure source.
Yeah. It is strange that it came out through Tom DeLonge, but I suppose he has money that he can pour into and get this kind of stuff out and, mm-hmm. And try to disseminate it now. But, he also, though, one of my things that I kind of have that makes me kind of hesitant with him mm-hmm. is From the Stars Academy, uh-huh. which is his group, the collective of people that he's gathered, some former government officials and some scientists and all these, experts in
right.
various fields. And it's for working for UFO disclosure. But it's also a media company that right. wants to make movies.
Correct.
So there's kind of this weird, thing. Yeah. It's like, we want all this truthful information, but we're going to provide you entertainment over here.
Right.
So yeah. that's a weird juxtaposition.
It is weird. It is weird.
And you can join his, from the Academy to the Stars or whatever, to the Stars Academy. You can join it for I think it's like 30 grand, 30 something grand. Like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Holy so it's shit. Like, yeah.
It's and like Scientology.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully he hasn't turned it into religion yet, but maybe that's the way to go if he wants to make money.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Just a quick aside. I saw somewhere that apparently 30 Seconds to Mars, the band with Jared Leto and all that.
Fucking hate that band.
Apparently, dude, they've started a cult. They've turned the band and the fans into a cult. I don't know how confirmed that is, how solid that, whether I looked into it very briefly, but then I was like, I don't care about Jared Leto.
Yeah.
I don't care about 30 Seconds to Mars. And I don't care about, this weird, maybe hippie cult type thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like a weird possible publicity kind of thing. But who knows? Rock stars can be very peculiar.
Oh, dude. They
and their egos can get so spun out, man.
Yeah,
so.
He's definitely. And if it, from what I've heard, his ego is pretty out of control. So that would not surprise me whatsoever. But
he was a piss poor, awful Joker. Just say that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
when he played the Joker. Yeah. He was terrible.
Right. So yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, that's pretty big news. But at the same time, when I read the story, it wasn't shocking to me. I as excited I was that it finally, has happened, that we've acknowledged mm-hmm. it, I was also saying, of course. I mean, there's only so long we can keep the charade up.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that's good or bad, because there's a part of me, like with Bigfoot even too, it's like, I want to believe that it's real, because nothing would be cooler than to see a Bigfoot, man. Yeah. Nothing would be cooler than to see a freaking UFO, which I think I still believe I've seen one.
Right.
but if we had more, like I said, more footage, if we had more photos from the government, because again, we know that they are untouched. These are untouched. It's a source that you can trust in as far as that goes. Now, I say that. And then there's going to be detractors out there that say, right, well, the governments are going to use this. You know, there's no telling what, you know, they've doctored this and they're using it for their own benefit. Yes, that could be true. At this point in time, the only thing I would say to combat that is, why would the government at this point in time want to bring something like this up and have to field this kind of questioning?
Yeah. To what end? That's always what you have to ask.
Right.
Any kind of quote unquote conspiracy theory, right, any kind of conjecture ideas, like, you know,
what's the long play here?
What's the long play? Yeah. Cause that it's all about the long play for, you know, people that are not like, who are not civilians. It's, you know, it's all about the long game and it's to what end, you know, so what purpose does it serve? So, you know, so yeah, so, you know, who knows? I mean, we'll find out more information or not. But
time will tell.
Yeah, time will tell. So we'll see what more Tom can bring out and break. You know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy. So
it is. It is. But good for our listeners and our the folks that are into this kind of stuff, because it confirms that we're not crazy and that we're all seeing something, and the majority are seeing something. Right.
Some people are
correct. Some people may be making stories up, but I know that for a fact that people that I consider to be normal, you know, feet on the ground, salt of the earth type people have seen these things, and now we've got confirmation.
Sunday, October. Saturday, October 19th, Enid, Oklahoma, at the Enid Brewing Place. Barry, what's it called?
Enid Brewing Company on the corner of Independence and Maine.
That's right. Hopefully we got your attention just now. That's right. Saturday, October 19th. You've heard us talk about it. We're talking about it again. Our very first live event, What's Your Beer Story, where we're going to be featuring your three hosts, co-hosts, telling and sharing true life stories of the beer kind, the had too much to drink kind, the hold my beer, etc., etc. kind. And we are inviting you to be there to share your stories as well. You can try out the variety of beers available and made exclusively by the Enid Brewing Company, including co-host Barry Johnson, who is one of the brewmasters there, and also hear some funny stories and have a good time and just catch up with us. It'll be a fun time. We're going to do stuff. It'll be hilarious. It's going to be fun. We'd love to see you. Join us Saturday, October 19th, 2019, Enid, Oklahoma. Another big kind of breaking news story, potentially, was that there was a research team that went to Loch Ness, and they are claiming that Nessie may be a giant eel.
Really?
Yeah. So there's a research team from the University of Otago, which I believe is in New Zealand. They were led by Professor Neil Gimmel. I think it was last year they went on a research journey there to Loch Ness, and they sampled what they performed a technique called environmental DNA. Okay. And what that is it's extracting DNA from the environment. So what they did is they took samples of the water of Loch Ness in various parts of the lake, and they filter it, and they tried to find the DNA of what's living in there. Because if there's creatures in there, they should find the DNA.
Right. Wow.
Right. So, okay. Right. So, what they thought that, I guess the major thing is when they ran a lot of this DNA, the major thing that they said was they did not find anything that would make them believe that there was a plesiosaur there, that there was, they didn't find evidence of reptile DNA.
Okay.
They didn't, they also thought that maybe, you know, some people think that maybe that the Loch Ness is a, it's a type of fish. So it's like a sturgeon, you know, which can get huge.
Right.
Or a Wells catfish, which is also another European type of catfish fish that can get really huge. And apparently, back in the Victorian era, there were supposed to be some people, some, you know, royals or whatever, that put some Wells catfish into Loch Ness.
Okay.
But they didn't find any DNA of that, and they didn't find any sturgeon DNA. What they did find was a lot of eel DNA.
Huh.
And eels are all over in the UK.
Yeah.
Man, they're just, you know, sweating eels, right. I guess. I don't know where. I'm sure that's not a term that they would use.
Are these a particularly large species of eel?
They can't, that's the thing, is like they theorize that they maybe have the potential to grow maybe 12 or 20 even feet long.
Okay.
But that would be, you know, kind of a rarity, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't think they specified what kind of eel it would be, but it's, you know, an eel that lives in fresh water, so.
Right.
So that's so that's what it is, you know. So the, you know, this doctor or professor came out and he said, you know, we didn't find the, we don't, it's not a plesiosaur because we didn't find reptile DNA, found lots of eel DNA, and you know, this is at the press conference. But they also, I saw something else that they still had some of the DNA to be coded. So maybe
it's in there.
Maybe it's still in there. So, yeah. And he even said, you know, it doesn't appear that there is any of that, but who knows, maybe there is some, you know, but mostly he's thinking that if there is a Nessie, it's probably an eel.
Yeah. So, well, that would make sense. That would make sense.
Yeah. Obviously the locals and the witnesses, completely disagree and they do not think it's an eel, you know, well,
they're like, bad for business too.
Right. Well, true enough. You know, I mean, they'd have to redesign all their toys and everything, right. but t-shirts, but still, it would be a monster. But I mean, you know, the most famous photograph of Loch Ness, of the Loch Ness monster, was that one that looks, you know, looks like a you know, it's like a neck, and then it's got cranes up out of the water, and it's got a head that kind of comes over. Looks maybe like a what we call a plesiosaur, or like a brontosaurus type dinosaur, right?
Yep.
Well, we know that was fake. That came out as in a deathbed confession by one of the guys who faked it, and that was from like the 20s or 30s, you know.
Right.
So we know that was fake, but that's only one photograph in a ton of other photographs and a ton of other eyewitness accounts and a ton of all this other information, you know. And this is the first people to say, well, we think it's eels out of all of that, you know. And yeah, they did use the DNA, but still, you know, they don't 100% know. So,
yeah.
I mean, Nessie has been around and been a part of the, you know, the Loch Ness. The stories have gone back centuries, I think even like 1,000 years. One of the first stories about the Loch Ness monster was about a, there was an Irish monk. He became a saint after he died, but I want to say, it's like Colombia or something like that. And I'm kicking myself for not remembering it. He apparently was, and when he went to Scotland, he encountered a beast in the Loch Ness, and he was able to drive it away by making the sign of the cross. He was making the sign of the cross. He was able to kind of expel or command the monster, the beast, to leave, you know. And of course, now that is, if you are in a new country trying to convert people to Christianity or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you hear about there's this scary monster thing that's, you know, in the lake. And if you, you know, say that you went there, whether he did or not, but just saying if you say, just as a good PR kind of thing, you say you go there, you say you encountered the beast, and then you made the sign of your the cross, you know, your boss's sign, you know, right. you're showing off the power.
Yeah.
Showing off your tats, man.
Showing off your,
right.
Your gang signs.
You know, yeah, you know, that's, you know, your flex, you know, right. And it flex. Scares away. It scares away this scary monster beast who's been known to, like, drag children and men and animals into the, you know, into the lake and devour it. But, you know, if you can go there and you just go, you know, do the, you know, spectacles, testicles while watch, as someone once told me, it's making the sign. That's how they remembered. Doing that, you know, that's just showing that, you know, okay, well then you obviously, this guy's by just doing this hand gesture, this guy's God has to be
right. I'll have some
power.
Yeah, I'll have some of what he's selling for sure.
Yeah, so we'll sit down and we'll listen and, you know, and we'll join up, you know, or whatever. So, you know, that's good PR, but still, the you know, the fact that it's been part of the culture for so long. It is odd that we haven't found bones. We haven't found anything like that, you know, but doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, you know, it doesn't mean. And even with the, you know, they haven't completely 100% ruled out the fact that it could be this one thing. But it just, according to them, they're like, you know, if there is a giant aquatic creature, it is almost... in all likelihood, almost an eel. That's what they say.
Yeah, and so, that makes sense. And it makes sense. But that doesn't necessarily mean that all of it is in vain because, you know, folks up until 20 years ago, we didn't have the internet. You know, 25 years ago. Yep. And up until then, it was all speculation. And what did somebody see? Eyewitness accounts. And those can be faulty. Mm-hmm. But when you get a bunch of them, you start thinking, well...
there's a pattern, man.
There's maybe something to it. And then we get into something like this, where now we have the science that we can go in and we can do these things. I'd be curious if they're pulling DNA out of the water, there just has to be so much to go through. There's got to be so much stuff to go through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure we're not going to find a definitive answer out on this for a little bit while longer as they keep sifting through the stuff. But I'm real curious to see how it ends up for sure.
Yeah, they feel solid enough that they did not find what they, you know, were supposed to find or whatever,
right?
That's to say enough that they think it's an eel if there is a you know, any kind of thing there. So I don't know, it's interesting. It doesn't it doesn't rule out that there could be that, you know, that Nessie is not what it is. It just means that, you know, it's kind of like those people who they buy like a pet and they take it home and they give it a boy's name, and then all of a sudden they discover that it's a girl.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not exactly what you think it is. Or, you know, it's like, it's like the story that the woman goes to Mexico and she finds this, you know, odd dog that is really friendly and everything. So she brings it back to the States and finds out that it's a giant rat, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, total urban legend, you know, probably never happened, but, you know, it's just like that.
It's a fun story.
It's a fun story. It could be, you know, it doesn't take away from the joy of the fact that, Loch Ness has given so many people, just inspiration and thrills and just, you know, curiosity. So,
yeah, that's one of those that you kind of hope we don't hear a definitive answer on, just to keep, just to keep some of that old folklore around.
Exactly, man. Cool. Well, that's a couple of breaking news, kind of, or recent breaking news stories in the field that we just thought would be you know, we should, it would be a disservice to not discuss them. And we figured we'd do a little bit of a short episode about it to not spend so much time one of our regular episodes taking away from one of our guests telling stories. So
it's exciting times that we live in. Mm-hmm. I mean,
true.
You know, stories like these that we wouldn't have never known the answers to if it weren't for, you know, the technologies that we have. Fortunately, we have the ability to do things that only our ancestors dreamt about. And now we're finding the truth about things that forever we thought were true, false, and everything in between. So I think it's good. I think it's good.
Yeah.
It's exciting, and it's a lot of fun to track.
Yeah. So we'll just have to, you know, we'll wait and see what the real deal with Bigfoot is.
Yes. I want to see the real compelling footage on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's got it? Somebody's got it, or it's coming.
Somebody's for sure. Yeah. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening, and let us know what you think about this special episode. You know, we might do some more where we just sit down and talk about stuff, do a little bit of a deep dive into things. We've been, as an aside from the regular storytelling. Let us know what you think, and man, we'll do some more, or we will just completely stop. But you know, we'll probably do what we want to do anyway. We enjoy feedback.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, give us feedback.
So, yeah. But we like hearing from you guys.
Yeah, we like hearing from you. And this is that we feel like stuff like this needs to be talked about.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.